Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a lot to talk about. Looks like we finally have a malaria vaccine. This is huge, as malaria kills, I don't know how many thousands throughout, possibly millions throughout the world annually. And we need to try to kind of nip that sucker in the bud. If we were able to come up with a COVID vaccine, we sure should have, with all these years of working on it, be able to come up with a malaria vaccine. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Denmark and Sweden have had to halt using the Moderna vaccine in anybody under 30 because they were worried about the myocarditis risk. We'll talk about what's going on there. That kind of follows Canada, Ontario, Canada, and urging males who are young to not get the Moderna vaccine. With Pfizer vaccine, it looks like pediatric data is being submitted. So Pfizer is moving forward to get permission to be able to get the authorization for younger individuals. We'll talk about where we are with that. But we do have kind of an interesting study, which follows one from The Lancet last week. And this study was in the New England Journal of Medicine, saying that the Pfizer vaccine efficacy overall didn't just drop a little, but it dropped to 20% after month 5. Now, remember, The Lancet said they found their efficacy to drop like to about 47%. And so the antibody response starts to drop in both studies at about the 4-month mark. But what's interesting is in the New England Journal of Medicine study, they said when they looked at hospitalization, fatalities, severe COVID, it still had held strong after the 6-month mark. Maybe it was a little touch of a drop at the 7-month mark, but overall still stayed strong. So I know that's kind of caused a lot of confusion, how a study could show that overall efficacy would drop so much down to 20%, but it would still keep people out of the hospital. Well, maybe that's just it. You need some antibodies. You might not necessarily need, 100%, I guess, antibody or vaccine effectiveness, but you need enough, which is why the FDA did not widespread approve boosters for everybody. So, they're still kind of determining why something that has such a drop in efficacy could possibly still protect against severe illness. But to me, that means any protection is better than none. There's still a lot of debate on natural immunity. And will our natural immunity be stronger than the shot? Originally, we were told it wouldn't be. And now some studies are showing that the natural immunity seems to last longer than the Pfizer shot. And then, of course, a very common question by many who are vaccine hesitant is, will the shot affect them having natural immunity to COVID? When I was at UNLV helping, answer questions about the COVID vaccine for college students to, get vaccinated if they want to, many of them said, look, I'm not anti-vaccine. It's just, don't I want to have natural antibodies to this virus? And it's one of those things where I would love for people to have natural antibodies. I just don't want you to get COVID to do it. I don't like COVID. I don't trust COVID. When we talk a little bit later about the myocarditis risk, they're finding myocarditis risk, not only with the Moderna vaccine, but you can have myocarditis risk, sadly, with COVID and heart complications from it. So it's one of those things where do you deal with the devil you know or the devil you don't know? Now, another study, now, where this came from with the New England Journal of Medicine is they looked at Qatar. And apparently Qatar had a huge vaccine rollout. They were on it. I think they were one of the first countries to be at the 90-some percent vaccine rate after one dose. And also in Qatar, they also had the alpha wave, the beta wave, and the delta wave. So they were able to get some really, really good data. And they found that the effectiveness declined gradually after the first month. You were highest at your peak 1 month after the second dose. But then at the 4 month, there was a rapid drop. And then, you know, sadly, you're at 20% efficacy. However, they found that for those against severe, critical, and fatal disease, the vaccine efficacy jumped by the third week after the first dose, reached 96% or higher in the first 2 months, and actually stayed like that. So it's definitely some good data in terms of preventing severe disease, not so good data in terms of overall. The other thing, too, is they noted that they did have breakthrough infections. And Qatar had about 36.4% breakthrough infections. 77% of those were Pfizer vaccine. So I know many people want to know, why is Moderna vaccine related more to myocarditis than Pfizer? Why would Pfizer vaccine have lower long-term efficacy than Moderna? And so people say, you know, which shot is better? You can't really say which shot is better because there's pros and cons to both. I love the fact that the Johnson & Johnson is a one-shot dose, but Johnson & Johnson seems to have a higher, smaller, yet higher risk of thrombosis with thrombocytopenia, which is the blood clotting disorder we spoke about. So I can't tell you which vaccine is the best. I got Pfizer. I'm happy I got Pfizer. But what this shows is, for many of us, our immunity is waning. And we hope it'll be enough. According to some studies, it's enough. But if you're high risk, I really suggest you talk to your doctor about getting a booster. The CDC is recommending a booster for those who are high risk. And I also recommend that the government allow us to study more about the natural immunity and more about our natural antibodies and which antibodies seem to last longer and if any of those antibodies prevent severe illness. Because I could understand how some people could fear getting the vaccine if they think it's going to interfere with their natural immunity. I personally believe you will make natural antibodies because I think there's enough to go around. But many people, you know, they want long-lasting immunity and they worry that they might not get that with the vaccines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I want to switch gears, okay? We talk about COVID all the time. We talk about the economy. We talk about all the BS going on with politics. I want to talk about something that I find absolutely fascinating. So living in America, we have a lot of dialects. I don't know if you watch a lot of TV shows with people coming from the UK, but I could tell if somebody's from Liverpool, from Manchester, from Wales. I'm starting to pick up on the accent. There's an accent difference, although I do still have a problem processing the accent quickly, like Ted Lasso. I love Ted Lasso. It's a great show, but I'm missing a lot of the jokes because I think some of the players, they speak too quickly. And Harry Potter, I didn't understand half of what was said in Harry Potter because they spoke in the accent too quickly for me to translate. So I'm probably the only person that actually needs subtitles to help translate what's going on in Ted Lasso. But I love Ted Lasso. Now, I understand him because he's got a little bit of that twang. He's got a little bit of a Kansas City sort of accent. Although I don't really think his accent's Kansas City. I think it's a little different than that. But I can understand him more than I can understand the British. So I'm working on that. My husband thinks we could get some subtitles, and then I'll just rewatch Ted Lasso because I know I missed a bunch of jokes. But in America, we have different dialects. We speak English differently, and our country's huge. You know, it's not like Europe where you could drive across, you know, Italy easily in an afternoon or day. But America's pretty big. And so my son came home from school, or came home, he's going to college, but I luckily, you know, have him still living with me because a little baby, because I don't really want to pay, you know, for an apartment right now. So he comes home late night to crash. I only get to see him maybe 3 times a week. And he said that he took this dialect test in class. And he ended up being more in the San Francisco Bay Area was his dialect. And I thought that was really, really fascinating because, you know, I'm from SoCal. And, you know, I grew up in Southern California, Arizona, Nevada. My father's Israeli. My mother's from Cleveland. So my speech is a very weird mix. So I decided to take the test. I think maybe we should take the test. Why not? So the New York Times has this test where you could test your dialect. It's really, really cool. And so how they do it is they ask you questions like, okay, so for example, all right, how would you address a group of 2 or more people? You all, yous, you lot, you guys, you uns, yins, you other, y'all. I use y'all, but I also use you all, but I'll do y'all for now. So that would mean I'm more from the south, southeast, right? What do you call a big road on which you drive relatively fast? Do you call it a highway, a freeway, a parkway, a turnpike, an expressway, a throughway? A freeway is bigger than a highway. A freeway is free, no tolls, but a highway isn't. A freeway is limited access. I just call it a freeway, so I'm just going to say that. What would you call a sale of unwanted items on your porch or yard? Do you call it a tag sale, a yard sale, a garage sale, a rummage sale, a thrift sale, a stoop sale, a carport sale, a jumble, a car boot? I call it a yard sale. No, a garage sale. I call it a garage sale. Okay, so garage sale, that's more Midwest. What's the distinction between dinner and supper? Do you guys ever say supper? I never say supper. So some people think supper is an evening meal and dinner is the main meal. I just don't use supper, so I'm just going to skip that completely. Westerners don't say supper. What do you call the long sandwich that contains cold cuts of lettuce? I call it a sub. Some people call it a grinder, a hoagie, a hero, a poor boy, a bomber, a po' boy, an Italian sandwich, a baguette, a sarnie. I don't know, but I call it a sub. How do you pronounce aunt? Like my aunt, my mom's sister, my dad's sister is aunt. Some people say aunt. Some people say ain't, my ain't, but I just messed that up. Oh, I messed it up. I put the wrong answer. Crap. Oh, that's good. What do you call the small road parallel to the highway? So I call it Sepulveda. Because when I went to school in L.A., you had Sepulveda, and it was next to the highway, but they don't have Sepulveda. Is it a frontage road, a service road, an access road, a feeder road, a gateway? I don't use a word for them. So, all right. How do you pronounce the words like Mary? As in, you know, Mary had a little lamb, Merry Christmas, and I'm going to get married. I say it's all the same. But some people say Murray. I don't know. Some people say Mary. I just think they're all the same. What do you call it when rain falls when the sun is shining? Do you call it a sun shower? The wolf is giving birth? The devil is beating his wife? Monkey's wedding? Fox's wedding? Pineapple rain? Liquid sun? I don't have an expression for it. Do you sleep on a cot? And was the bad guy caught? I say those the same, but some people pronounce them different, I guess. What do you call the small gray bug that curls up into a ball when you touch it? Okay, I call it a roly-poly. But some people call it a pill bug, a doodle bug, a potato bug, a sew bug, a basketball bug, a twiddle bug, a wood louse, a millipede, a centipede. Oh, no way, no way. Don't touch a centipede or a millipede. What do you call the night before Halloween? I don't call it anything. It's October 30th. But I guess some people call it date night, trick night, mischief night, cabbage night, goosey night, devil's eve. What do you call the sweet stuff on a cake? Do you call it frosting or icing? I call it frosting. Because I think frosting and icing are different things. So some people call it both, neither, but I think frosting and icing are two different things. What do you call the area of grass in the middle of some streets? I just call it a place where the dog could go poo-poo. Some people call it a boulevard, midway, a traffic island, an island, neutral ground, I don't know. What do you call an easy high school or college class? Do you call it a gut, a crypt course, a crip course, a bird, a blow-off, meat? Where do they get these? I call it a blow-off. You know, it's a total blow-off class. Blow-off class is more Midwest. Now, lawyer. When you have a lawyer, do you pronounce it loy, like L-A-Y, or lawyer? I say loy, so rhymes with boy. What do you call the large wildcat native to the Americas? Do you call it a mountain lion, a cougar, a puma, a mountain cat, a panther, catamount, mountain screamer, a painter? I'm going to say mountain lion. That's really West. Well, yeah. Now, how do you pronounce B-E-E-N? You know, like, Harry Potter, where have you been? I say been. I've been there. So it rhymes like sit. Been. I have been to Zook, nightclub or whatever. Been. Okay, so that's how I pronounce it. Now, caramel. Do you call it caramel or caramel? I pronounce it with three syllables, caramel. Some of you might be like, oh, I love caramel. Caramel? I don't know. I don't know how you guys do it. Okay, your tennis shoes. Do you call them tennis shoes? Or do you call them sneakers, gym shoes, sand shoes, jumpers, running shoes, trainers? I call them tennis shoes. I just always have. What do you call something that is across both streets from you at an intersection or diagonally from you? Now, some of you might use kitty corner. Some of you might use catty corner, kitty cross. I maybe just say it's diagonal or across the street. I don't think I have a term for this. What do you call a large motor vehicle used to carry weight? A semi, a truck, a semi-truck. I'm just going to call it a truck, a big rig. What do you call freshwater lobster in lakes and streams? Crayfish, crawfish, mudbug. I don't really know. I don't have a word. I'm not around there. What do you call soda pop? I call it soda pop. Do you call it a Coke? Do you call it a pop, a tonic, a soft drink, a fizzy drink? What do you call a traffic situation where several roads meet in a circle? Now, my father would say, what the hell is this stupid thing in the middle of the road? But some of you call it a roundabout or a circle, a traffic circle. I kind of call it a traffic circle or a roundabout. So basically, when you look at all of those, it looks like my map shows I'm very, very strong west and Texas and not a lot of back east. And it looks like the cities I would be from would be Anaheim, California, or Disneyland, Irving, or Fort Worth, Texas. So I think that's kind of fascinating. So anyway, check it out. Our dialects change. None of us Americans really speak the same unless you've never moved and you're in the exact same spot. But I think it's really, really cool how we all speak. My problem is there weren't a lot of choices. I call it soda pop. I call something over there. You would think there'd be a little bit more flexibility with the answers. But the New York Times has this. I posted this on my Facebook and on my Twitter. It's actually really, really cool to do. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Making it easier for Democrats to raise the debt ceiling, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican from Kentucky, is offering Democrats a deal to use normal procedures to pass an emergency debt limit extension at a fixed dollar amount to cover current spending levels into December. The change of heart may have come down after Democrats were talking about doing away with the 60-vote filibuster rule. At least 15 souls, including 8 children, were killed and 200 injured after a 5.9 magnitude earthquake hit southwestern Pakistan in the early hours of Thursday morning. The quake also caused power outages and damages across Harnai in northern Pakistan. A district court judge issued a temporary restraining order blocking Texas heartbeat abortion law late Wednesday night. U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman said a person's right under the Constitution to choose to obtain an abortion prior to fetal viability is well established. This is USA Radio News. After Wednesday's school shooting in South Arlington, Texas, detectives have started interviewing the suspect, who will be charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Tim Berg has more.
Classes are canceled Thursday at the North Texas High School where a shooting happened. Mansfield ISD saying it's important to give the Timberview High School community time to heal. All athletic events and after-school activities are also canceled. Counseling services are available starting Thursday morning at Word of Truth Church in Arlington and Mansfield ISD Center for the Performing Arts. Arlington police have arrested Timothy Simpkins, saying he pulled a gun inside a classroom. One student is hospitalized in critical condition. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Arlington PD said Simpkins turned himself in without incident and his bond was set at $75,000. A weapon was recovered in the streets of Grand Prairie a few miles from the high school. All victims that were shot are expected to survive. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. If you guys listen to our show not live, we have an answer line. And so you could still call in with your questions and your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to those now.
Hi, Dr. Dolly. I've been concerned about you and wondered if possibly the reason that you're having a breakthrough bleeding is because of the vaccine, since so many other women are having problems with their menses and even men with their private parts. I have a website I'd like you to look into. It's called globalcovidsummit.org. Dr. Richard Urso was on the Joe Pag Show, and he was very enlightening with this vaccine. Dr. Jesse Lopez was also on the Joe Pag Show on CBS, and he came up with the idea that Well, not the idea. The fact that the Pfizer vaccine was never approved here. It was approved for Europe. He said it was never approved for the United States. Just food for thought.
No, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Yeah, so just to recap, for those of you guys, I had to say goodbye to T-Man. T-Man is my IUD, and so I had to have an endometrial biopsy to make sure I didn't have cancer. Some things have been going on, and I'm going to get a hysterectomy, and thank God I'm all good, no cancer. So biopsy came back fine, but after T-Man got to escape, and trust me, you know, my IUD didn't probably never wanted to be there, and you know, he was scratching at the door to get out. I started bleeding, and it was not really fun. And luckily, that all stopped. That all stopped. And you know, it is interesting. There has been a lot of concerns about the vaccine and menstrual irregularities. In fact, in Europe, originally, I think in August, they said, oh, you know, nothing to see here. And then in September, they said there's been a call for investigating into the menstrual changes. Even though we don't think it affects fertility, we've had many women, multiple thousands of women, say they noticed their periods were affected. And the UK alone, they have 30,000 reports. I think in the US, they only reported a few thousand. The U.S. always has less reports than other countries. I'm kind of confused a little bit about how that happens because we have such an amazing reporting system. But in the U.S., the NIH had to report they're going to fund a one-year supplemental grant totaling $1.67 million to five institutions. I don't know if that's enough. Boston, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Michigan State, Oregon Health and Science, to research the effect of menstrual cycle. In fact, one of the studies is going to be strictly on adolescents because you have a lot of parents concerned. And this would be both the mRNA and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So since the vaccine rollout, thousands of women have either officially or unofficially reported changes in their menstrual cycle. Many patients have told me that they've been bleeding since something, you know, and I'm like, you need to report that. You need to let, you know, because the numbers, you know, might not reflect that, and what's going on in America is what's going on in other countries. But a lot of people are like, look, you know, no one's going to do anything about it. Or people think that if they are concerned about a side effect or say something, that then their doctor might say, well, then don't get the vaccine, and then they're going to be an unvaccinated, and then they won't be able to go to restaurants or, you know, bars or college and all that, or travel. So it's obviously a huge, it's a sensitive issue, not only because it's, you know, somebody's period getting affected, and it's still rare considering the numbers, but when you look at menstruating women, if 30,000 reports happened in the UK and 47 million doses were given to women, and not all of them are menstruating because many of them are older, it starts to look like a higher rate. So I get that it needs to be looked at. Me personally, even though I do agree that the menstrual irregularities have to be looked at, I think young girls that have concerns about it, you know, they should talk to their doctor before being forced to take a vaccine, you know, and kind of talk about the pros and cons or the risks and benefits. But me personally, I don't think that's what affected me per se. You know, could it have, there's no way to tell because I got my vaccine 9 months ago, you know, so, you know, but it is a thought. Dr. Urso, for those of you, our caller talked about Dr. Urso. Dr. Urso was the doctor that was facing originally sanctioned by the Texas Medical Board because he used hydroxychloroquine for his patients, and I believe the Texas doctor was cleared of any malpractice claims, and the Texas Medical Board did not feel that the standard of care wasn't met. And so I'm not really too sure whatever happened to those patients, but from what I understand, the medical board didn't think he performed malpractice using hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Urso has been a big fan of hydroxychloroquine. She mentioned Joe Pags. Joe Pags is a friend of mine. He's great. I love Joe Pags. He's fantastic. He's so good at what he does. He's got a good voice, too. I told him we got to do a Christmas album because I'm still working on mine, and I would love his voice on it. I think it would be great. So, yeah, you know, doctors have been, not, many of you have said, why aren't more doctors speaking out about what's going on? And there's a fear. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, doctors are very fearful. That one doctor, I think he was in Virginia, I forget, where he was talking about how the mask, you know, it, if you look at it microscopically, it's like a chain link fence trying to control a virus. I mean, you know, he got in trouble. They weren't wearing masks, I guess, in his office. And so I'm not sure what happened from a medical sanction wise, but a doctor is only as good as their license. If a doctor loses their license, they won't lose their MD or their DO. But if you lose your license, then you can't practice medicine. And an unlicensed doctor is castrated, basically. And so it's not a easy, you're left, you can't practice, you can't, you know, you sadly, you lose, you know, credibility in many circles, health circles. And so, you know, many doctors are very cautious. Am I hearing behind the scenes doctors warning people against the vaccines? I have. I've met some patients who their OB has told them to not get the vaccine. Yet I've seen online OBs who I know and I trained with, or who, you know, trained under me, very pro-vaccine for pregnant women. So, you know, one of the concerns that I think a lot of people have is you don't see as much uniformity in the medical community as you would expect, right? There, you would think there shouldn't be any disagreement. You have a deadly virus, you know, all of us doctors took microbiology, we all took pharmacology. Why are doctors differing in opinion? Well, because it got political. And I told you what I thought Fauci should say. I tell you what I say. You know, nobody should say a mask is 100% safe. Nobody should say a vaccine is 100% safe. Nobody should say just go get the vaccine. It doesn't matter about your natural immunity. You know, those aren't true statements. A true statement is, look, the vaccine provides a barrier against some spit and droplets, will give you some protection. That's a true statement. It'll give you some protection. Staying away from somebody coughing and sneezing will protect you. Can the virus still travel? Yeah. Taking a vaccine will give you some immunity. And in some of these studies, it looks like pretty good immunity. But is natural immunity a conspiracy theory? Is natural immunity something that should be ignored? No. So somebody like me won't get a microphone within a Biden administration. Somebody like me is not a favorite among a bunch of public health officials that just want the message, get the vaccine, just get the vaccine, just get the vaccine, don't question it. So, you know, I'm not saying, you know, to question everything, but, you know, if you are concerned about side effects, I'm saying talk to your doctor. I'm saying make a personal, a personal decision with your doctor. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This report is brought to you by Bristol Myers Squibb. Multiple myeloma is a rare type of blood cancer that develops in bone marrow and affects plasma cells. Nearly 35,000 Americans are expected to be diagnosed with the disease this year. African Americans account for 20% of multiple myeloma cases, despite comprising just 13.4% of the U.S. population. With early diagnosis and various classes of treatments available today, multiple myeloma patients are living longer than ever before. Marva Adams has been living with multiple myeloma for several years.
As an advocate for the multiple myeloma community, I'm always seeking the latest news to help myself and others make informed decisions, especially for African Americans, who are more than twice as likely to be diagnosed with the disease than white Americans. I encourage others living with multiple myeloma to speak to their doctor. Together, you can plan the treatment journey that's right for you.
It's important to talk to your doctor about screening, symptoms, and treatment. To learn more, visit myelomacentral.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm listening, and I just heard you on the radio about the rat situation in New York and about the cats. Cats eat rats and mice. That's why they're putting them in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so in Chicago, so there's a big rat problem in Chicago. I think they also have a problem in Florida. I know they have a problem in New York City. And there's this, what he's alluding to was there was a cat program from Chicago Treehouse Humane Society where rather than these feral cats getting euthanized, property owners and businesses could feed, care for the feline. And the program called Cats at Work allow cats to sleep on the job and still be effective. And I guess what WANE News 15 had said is a cat can even sleep and ward off rats. I agree. I got cats. Cats want to eat mice and kill mice. But I did find it interesting that they say the cats don't even have to get off their butts. They could be lazy. And they say that the cat pheromones can actually deter the rats. This is according to Sarah Liss from the Treehouse Humane Society. She organizes placement of the cats. She says these cats actually don't have to do a lot of work outside in order to make this program successful. So there's a feline workforce, right, of two known Ray and Venkman. And they keep, so obviously from Ghostbusters, and they keep rats away by releasing the pheromones. They do this naturally, whether they're awake or asleep. Now pheromones are this type of chemical that communicates. Cats use it to interact with each other and the world around them. Rats can pick up on these pheromones. And so, I think it's also a whisker tick. I think they go up to each other and then they do a whisker tick, but maybe it's a smell. Maybe they could control their pheromones and, you know, do a smell of the cats. Cause all I know is they communicate with each other without going meow. But interesting, I looked up, you know, cat chemicals, because my cats, honestly, they tell each other to do nothing. I see that. I'm like, okay, one cat's going to actually go on patrol. They're going to find the roaches. They're going to find the spiders. This cat is here for duty, clocked in, ready to go. Then the other cats are lying there. They make some sort of motion to the cat that's ready to rock and roll, and then the cat decides to go over to them and then just sleep and clean themselves. And I'm like, what? Wait, you're supposed to work. But interestingly, they say cats do perform chemical warfare on mice. Now, there was one study that said the cat pheromones actually make mice more amorous. But according to this study that happened a few years back, researchers from the A.N. Severtov Institute of Ecology and Evolution found that the compound named feline, you know, for feline, causes pregnant mice to abort. Mice apparently have this physiological response to this compound in cat urine called feline. And they say chemical-sensing mouse neurons in the mouse's brain pick up the scent. It triggers a reaction, which includes an increase in the levels of stress hormones. So maybe from the stress of, oh no, there's a cat around, they end up aborting. The new study revealed that baby mice exposed to the compound during a critical period in their development as adults react quite differently as well. So a second effect is it could actually affect the way a mouse, let's say, prepares and is aware of a cat so that the cat later could go and kill it. The team exposed one-month-old mice to the chemical over 2 weeks. When they were tested later for their reaction, they were much less likely to flee the same scent. So they get exposed. They're supposed to run and flee from a cat, and apparently they don't. Now, I don't know if my cats get this much credit because, like I said, they just lie there. I'll show you some of the pictures. I mean, they're just on their backs, legs spread, falling asleep. They look so comfortable. They're in, you know, parts of the house that they shouldn't be, and they just don't do their job. But it's interesting. Mice raised around the unmistakable scent of cat pee are less inclined to show signs of fear or to flee when they sniff it out. You know, so I have cats and they like to go pee-pee house. They have plenty of potty boxes. They even have two doggy doors. They have plenty of places, but they like to go pee-pee house. And they like to go pee-pee on areas where they probably don't want mice. Now, you would think they wouldn't do that because they'd want the mouse so they could kill it and eat it. But no, they don't. That's just too much work. I think they want to look like, you know, you know how some people get really lazy on the job? You know, so they don't want the order to come in, so they don't have to unload it, or they don't want the, you know, the customers coming in, so they stay closed on the door. That's what I think they're doing. I think they're doing it because they really just don't want the cats or the mice around. Now, speaking of cats, we have people out there that hoard. And they hoard to the degree that it puts kids, animals, spouses in danger. So apparently there was a raid on one house in Baltimore, and there were 133 cats that were removed. They called it an out-of-control hoarding situation. The shelter inherited the felines, reporting the cat's health and temperament ranged vastly, and many are going to need extensive medical care now and time to adjust. So animal control employees arrived at the residency 2 days ago expecting to find 90 cats, and instead they were shocked to discover 133 cats. I don't know how many residents were in the house, but I think it's one family. The shelter described the condition in the house as overwhelming. It was clear the situation had been out of control for some time. Animal control told the owners the cats had to be confiscated for their health. The owners complied. The shelter and animal control devised a plan to relocate the animals. Even with the 247 cats in their care, they made room in their shelter for 133 more. So now they're asking for donations to be able to support the scared kittens with food, medical care, and housing. So, you know, people ask, how does it get like that? How does somebody, you know, do they have mental illness? Do they, well, you know, obviously there's some form of, you know, lack of control, lack of self-control, lack of understanding and judgment of a cat's life and stuff. But, you know, I have five cats, and people think that's excessive. But it isn't excessive when you see how it came about. You know, we adopted two cats, Shake and Bake. They were brothers. You know, I don't like having one animal because they're lonely then during the day because I work all day. So Shake and Bake are brothers. When his sister was adopted by somebody else, I didn't want the boys, you know, alone. So we took both. Then Bake got renal failure when, remember, cat food and dog food was poisoning years ago animals. So Bake dies and Shake is depressed. So we go to the pound and we get Sashi. Sashi's all happy. Everything's fine. Yay. Well, then, you know, my mom, you know, is a widower and or widow. And, you know, we thought of getting her a cat. And we fell in love with a cat that we were going to get my mom. And we're like, well, what we'll do is we'll, you know, we'll take care of her for now until you're ready to take care of her. And then we just love that cat. Then somebody else had needed somebody to adopt a cat. And we already had the potty boxes. We already had the home. We already had the food. We're like, why not? And then our fifth cat was a friend of ours. His current wife is very allergic and asked if we could take the cat. And it would be doing them a favor. And we already had all the, you know, all the cats' names. We have S's, Shake, Saji, Snowball, Snappy. And I go, but the problem is all our cats have the name of S. And he said, well, her name is Spider. I go, there you go, we're good. And so luckily we have a big house. We have plenty of potty boxes, plenty of food. But once you adopt and you want to help out the cat or help out the family, you know, it's really easy. We're done, though, no more. Because it's enough. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.